Welcome to the Wild Throne Wisdom Podcast. I'm Vinita Mohan, your host and a licensed marriage and family therapist from the Bay Area, California, specializing in trauma and attachment repair. I'm also a certified EMDR specialist and a certified shamanic practitioner. Beyond therapy, I create spaces for authentic connections, teach workshops, blog, and offer spiritual healing. Being a therapist and a healer is my life's calling, and I look forward to sharing my journey with you. In this episode, we learn what it means to honor the cycles of nature. We inquire what nature is inviting us to explore during the season of winter. We learn about some of the rituals we can create around the time of the winter solstice to help nourish our spirit. Winter solstice will soon be upon us. It is the darkest and shortest day of the year. As we approach this day on December 21st, what does it mean for each of us? What is your approach to darkness? Are you afraid of it? Deny it? Numb it? Avoid it? Or do you embrace it? Honor it? Celebrate it? Immerse in it? If you look to nature as your divine source of wisdom, we can see how nature approaches it. In nature, you can see a lot of death and letting go at this time of the year. Hibernation and stillness. Falling of leaves and empty branches. You can also see certain flowers that start to bloom around this time. Pansies and violas, snowdrops and winter jasmines, camellias and mahonias. There is death and rebirth happening at the same time. So then, what is the healthiest way to approach this darkness? How can we avail of the medicine this darkness contains? How can we train our eyes to see in the dark? How can we learn to perceive the fullness and luminosity contained in this darkness? The first step, maybe, is to not get scared of it and to approach the darkness with wisdom. The darkness represents our shadow, the parts of ourselves that we repress, suppress, deny, and avoid. What happens if instead of avoiding and fearing the monsters under the bed, we actually gather the courage and look under the bed with a flashlight to face the monster head on? Will we find the monsters? What monsters will we find? The flashlight represents our awareness, our consciousness. As Saint Francis said, "Where there is darkness, let me bring light." Can we find the courage to befriend these monsters and bring them into the light? Maybe we will discover that what we thought was a monster was just a benign little teddy bear. As a second step, perhaps we can inquire within ourselves, what is asking to die within me right now? One way to take that inventory is to look at everything that is in conflict with reality. Our resistance to what is. What within us is creating resistance and blocking the light? Our bodies are made of elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. If you look at them symbolically as a representation of how we think and perceive the world, perhaps we can inquire of the earth element the ways in which we feel fixed and rigid. What fixed ways of thinking and rigid ways of perceiving can we allow to shift or die? And in the process of dying, can we birth the compassion, tolerance, and stability of the earth element? The water element represents our highly emotional and reactive way of thinking and responding to the world. Reactivity blocks the flow and creates stagnant water, which begins to stink and develop diseases. Can we inquire as to how we can pause and remove the blockages so that we can allow ourselves to flow with life energy and nourish everything along the way? The fire element represents our quick anger, resentments, harsh judgments, criticisms, contempt, and rage that arises when others don't quite share our viewpoints and things don't go exactly our way. Can we quell this raging fire with some tolerance and use it to develop our own inner intuition so that we can learn to think for ourselves and not fall prey to spellcasters? Can we then use the light of this warm fire to enlighten others and warm their hearts as well as ours? Air represents abstract thinking, getting lost in concepts, head in the clouds, new age toxic positivity, and magical thinking, leading to denial of reality. Can we ground this in pragmatism and realism so that our visionary thoughts can be manifested in practical ways? All this can only happen if and when we create the spaciousness required to slow down, rest, retreat, and go within to that still place in our hearts and guts. If we are always quick to fill our empty spaces and silent moments with stuff of the world, then we will never pause and reflect. We will continue to run on autopilot and live unconsciously. As we purify all these elements throughout the winter season, we create space for birthing new possibilities, new visions, new and improved ways of thinking and being in the world as spring comes along. It's vitally important that we honor the natural cycles of time that arise and see how we can find nourishment in it. Embracing the darkness, training our sight to perceive within it, transforms our experience and enables us to access its wisdom and nourishment. This winter solstice, develop a ritual and honor the sacred call of nature. As you sit around the warmth of the sacred fireplace, light some scented candles, sip a warm brew, sit in meditative silence and ask yourself, what is asking to die? What is asking to be birthed or rebirthed? How can I make this time medicinal for me? As you embrace this introspective time, may the darkness envelop you with its nurturing light, guiding your reflections towards growth and renewal. Wishing all of my listeners a very healthy and happy holiday season, and a very happy new year. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Wild Grown Wisdom. In this series, we delve into the journey of our spiritual essence having a human experience. While many social scientists study human emotions, thoughts, and behaviors, and others explore transcendental experiences, few bridge the gap to help embody spiritual wisdom in everyday life. I call this the psycho-spiritual path. Through this podcast, I hope to share bite-sized practical insights for navigating life as an empowered sovereign being. Please be advised, the information provided in the Wild Grown Wisdom podcast is intended for general information purposes only. Vinita Mohan is a licensed therapist and healer. However, the content shared in this podcast does not replace or constitute professional advice, therapy, or counseling. It is essential to consult with a qualified mental health professional for personalized guidance regarding your unique circumstances. Thank you.